Over the last months or maybe year or so, since AI is becoming more and more of a thing and you can't escape it, I frequently get the question in my live streams, below my videos, in my courses, whether you should maybe switch away from being a developer or especially also a web developer, maybe towards DevOps or cybersecurity, or maybe leave the sector entirely and become a farmer. Now, I don't know about the farmer thing. If that's your thing, sure, do it. But yeah, let's stay here on the first two parts, DevOps and cybersecurity. Or in general, should you leave web development? Now, first of all, there have been better days. Surprise, surprise. The job market is actually picking up a bit. If we take a look at this chart here, which on first sight is super depressing, where we had that peak here during the pandemic and then it just sharply declined. Here we can see that since early 2026, it is slightly increasing again. And that looks even better if we like narrow it down so that the peak is not included. So we actually have an increase here in software development job postings on Indeed in the United States. So obviously not the entire world and not just web development, but still a good proxy. Things are getting better, but I get it. AI is all about uncertainty. We don't know how the future job as a developer, web developer will look like, if people will need web developers or developers. And obviously, I can't look into the future too, but I think what we're seeing, and I talked about this in another recent episode, is that companies are hopefully, as it seems right now, coming to the conclusion that AI is maybe better used as a tool instead of doing token maxing and going all in and seeing AI as a perfect replacement for people right now. And I have the strong belief that this will continue for the foreseeable future because AI is an amazing tool. It can really help you, but it is not that replacement. There are so many aspects of being a human, of being an employee. And so many things where AI is lacking, and I do talk in that other episode also about it, that employees will be needed in the future too. And that has been the case with all technological breakthroughs and so on. So I think if you're a developer or a web developer, yes, you will be needed in the future too. And more companies will realize that they need those developers. Now, the role will change likely. There will be AI involved, clearly. It may be a combination of writing code by hand and using AI. There will most likely be code reviews involved and coming up with specifications. Definitely, I think what your job will be to shape the code base, and that can be done by hand and by using AI, and ideally by using that combination. AI can be helpful for researching stuff and so on. So AI will play a role, but so will the actual developer and the human. And you could definitely make the argument that through AI, maybe more companies get enabled to tackle more ambitious projects, and they will still need human employees side by side with AI. So, as a web developer, that expertise you can bring to the table will probably, I believe, matter in the future just as it mattered in the past. So, staying a developer or a web developer, I think, is not a bad idea. But of course, I get it. Right now, the job market, especially for juniors, is not great. So there may also be other attractive areas to work in. Now, are these areas DevOps and cybersecurity, though, if we stay in the tech sector? Or should you maybe switch to these sectors if you're not finding a job as a web developer right now? My answer is a maybe for a couple of reasons. Now, let's start with DevOps. DevOps can be a pretty broad term. Here, I mostly mean stuff like managing servers, CI/CD, working with GitHub, with Docker, stuff like that. These are skills I think every web developer should have to some level, an essential basic understanding of what Docker is, how to use it. The same goes for Git and GitHub. And I think you should also be able to at least set up a VPS, for example. And if you're interested in that, by the way, on akatamind.com/courses, I don't just have amazing courses on Claude Code and Codecs. I have, for example, also a course on VPS Essentials so that you can learn how to securely set up a VPS. And I have way more courses there about all kinds of stuff, including Docker, GitHub Actions. So that could be useful. And of course, you can also take our membership to get access to all the courses as long as you are an active member. So that may be interesting to you. I think these are skills every developer should have, but is it a career you should switch into? The first important thing here is that if you don't enjoy it, you shouldn't. And that is true no matter which career or which part of the job we're talking about. Obviously, we all have to do stuff we don't like, myself included, even though I'm self-employed from time to time. But if you're mostly working on something you don't like, that's not a good idea. And that wasn't a good idea for being a developer too. I know there are people that are just in the market for the money, and that is kind of valid, but it was never my thing. If I don't enjoy what I'm working on, I will not be doing it very good, and I won't be doing it for very long. So I think you need to truly enjoy doing all that DevOps related stuff. And since I believe that every developer should have the essentials there, looking into those essential technologies, learning a bit about Docker, learning about a bit about GitHub and so on, or other CI/CD tools besides GitHub Actions, that is a good idea. And you obviously don't have to do it with my courses. They are great resources, but I'm not just saying this here to sell you my courses. I think this is really something every developer should do to some extent. Now, if that's a more secure career than being an actual developer, I can't tell you, because if AI would come to a point where it can replace developers and web developers because it can produce code that's so good that you really need way less humans, then it can probably also set up CI/CD workflows and do server administration and so on really, really well. So I don't think that's a good hedge against AI replacing developers. If it can truly replace developers, and we're not close to that yet, just to make that really clear, but if it would truly replace developers, it will also be able to a large extent to replace DevOps people. Now, you could make the argument, oh no, companies will surely want real humans doing DevOps. Really? Do companies want real humans managing their servers? Makes sense on first sight, right? But wouldn't you say the same for writing the code, for building the actual product? If companies don't care about their products being broken because of AI, then their servers being broken would probably not matter to them too. Now, it will likely matter, and that brings me back to the other point. If the AI is good enough to write the code, truly good enough, it will likely also be good enough to manage the servers, and that problem won't exist. If it does exist, then neither the job as a developer nor for DevOps will be fully replaced by AI, and real employees, humans, will be needed. Now, what about cybersecurity? Here, I think it's a bit more interesting. Now, for one, still, if you don't like it, it's not a good direction to go. Also, I would say entering cybersecurity is probably a bit harder than the DevOps and web dev stuff, because you really need to spend more time learning how software and computers work in depth, how to abuse security holes, vulnerabilities. You need to dive into ethical hacking, finding security vulnerabilities, understanding in depth how certain concepts like memory truly work under the hood, since many leaks and vulnerabilities are, for example, related to memory-related bugs in code and so on. So I think, for one, that the bar is higher here if you're starting from scratch to really become a good cybersecurity expert, because it's not as easy to pick up the skills there, in my opinion, as it is maybe coming from web dev, going to DevOps. It's definitely doable, but it will be more challenging. It's a longer way from web dev to being a cybersecurity expert than it is to being really good at DevOps. That is at least my belief. May just also be the case because I'm really not into cybersecurity at all. I'm far from being an expert there. So to me, it seems far more difficult to make that transition. So that's one point, but still definitely doable. Now, the prospects of that market, so to say, I think look really well, because what we can see, of course, is that also thanks to AI, for many reasons about which I also talked in other episodes, attacks are becoming more frequent. Vulnerabilities are becoming exposed quicker and quicker, also with help of AI. And there is likely more demand for cybersecurity companies and experts in the future than there is right now, I would guess. Now, AI can also, of course, replace some jobs there, probably, if you follow that narrative. And I think one thing AI is really good at already is when it comes to finding bugs or security vulnerabilities. Because it's one thing to generate something that's really, really good. It's often easier to find a problem in an existing thing, in an existing piece of software. And AI is not bad at that. Still, humans will be needed there. I'm not talking about AI doing it all. I'm just saying that AI can definitely help there too. So it's not like this is an area, cybersecurity, where you only need humans and no AI at all. I think that is absolutely not the case. So I can't tell how many new jobs will be generated there. Definitely some, because again, this is becoming more and more of a topic. And therefore, this can be an interesting area to switch to or to get into cybersecurity, that is. But again, I think it's a longer way. It is probably a bit harder. It requires a skill set that does partially kind of overlap with the skill set of a developer. But then again, also requires you to think quite differently about certain aspects, dive deeper. And whilst that may definitely be interesting, if it's not something you enjoy, as I mentioned, I don't think it's a good idea. And that is true for every job. If you don't enjoy it at all, getting into it is not a good idea. Maybe now more than ever, now that we have AI, because humans, I think, will excel and far exceed what AI can give you as a company in the areas they truly care about, they're truly invested and interested in, and therefore this is an aspect that's not to be underestimated. And I fully get that we all need to make a living and you can't do just what you enjoy every second of the day, but you should at least do something or try to do something which you enjoy most of the seconds of your day. So yeah, these are my points on that. And obviously you could add more professions here. These are just two of the ones I heard about most often. And hopefully my perspective here was a bit helpful. But as always, also share yours and share what I maybe missed or what you think about that transition or about the future as a developer and in these other areas in general.